So welcome everyone to another Feldenkrais online lesson. And this is the kind of lesson I don't get to teach very often, but it is part of, I don't know, you could call it Moshe Feldenkrais's legacy in that he looks at novel ways of helping us start to understand the relationship of the pelvis to the shoulders. And he actually called this lesson Twisting the Shoulders Relative to the Pelvis. But I find that it's got so many different applications. I'm not even going to list them as we go through. We'll see as if we discover them as we go along. It is definitely one of those lessons that brings back to our consciousness this saying of his, making the impossible possible, the possible easy, and the easy elegant. And so I want each of you to remember as I give you instructions that there's always an easy and elegant way of approaching this movement. Don't feel that you have to force yourself. And at the same time, if you're the kind of person who likes to explore the boundaries of different ways of moving oneself, this lesson will give you plenty of opportunity. So this lesson begins by lying on your back. So find a way to lie comfortably on your back. And take a moment to sense the back of your pelvis. When I did this lesson for myself the other day, I thought, hey, I'm pretty well connected to the back of my pelvis. I know what it feels like. I do Feldenkrais all the time. And I found that as the lesson progressed, I discovered more and more and more about the relationship of my sacrum, which is the bottom part of the spine, to the muscles that kind of go around the pelvic bones, and how much I had begun to tighten them because of doing things like gardening and lawn mowing and things like that. I don't know, maybe as you're paying attention right now, you're sensing that area in one way, and it'll be interesting to compare what it feels like later. Maybe you're sensing the weight right now, or the connection with the floor, or a comfort or discomfort, right? Some people are not comfortable with their legs long as they're lying there. So just checking that out. And of course, anytime that you're not comfortable in a position, please make sure that you take care of yourself. And then turn your attention to your shoulders and how they're lying on the floor right now. Does it feel to you as if you're really letting your shoulder girdle rest on the floor? Or is it that maybe there's a little piece of you that has some tension or resistance to the floor? If for a moment right now you just let yourself tense a little bit in the back of your pelvis, not so much squeezing the butt cheeks, but really feeling the back of the pelvis right where your waist is, and tightening a little bit in the shoulders, just feeling that as if you were trying to levitate yourself a little bit off the floor, and then let that go. And see if it sinks you down to the floor a little bit more. It gives you a little bit more of an experience of how we unconsciously are always holding. And now bend your right leg and put your right foot standing on the floor so that the sole of the foot is on the floor somewhere next to your long left leg. And just begin a movement of tilting your right leg to the left so that right hip starts to lift off the floor. In this situation, sometimes we do different things with this, using our feet, pushing with the hip. In this situation, just let the gravity, let your leg fall over a little bit and then come back, right? So you're feeling, don't strain it, don't push it, because we're going to be doing a lot with this. And right now we're just feeling what's easy, what's possible. And as you're doing that, beginning to already sense what's happening in the shoulder girdle? Can you feel that your spine begins to twist a little bit while your shoulder girdle is trying to stay on the floor? Great. And then pause a moment. You can stretch your legs out. Take a moment to rest. That's fine. Notice how just this movement already has begun to change something for you. And now bend that right leg again, and could you find a way to put your right leg over to the left of your left leg. So you could put the foot down on the floor. You could also just have your knee fall over. You don't have to have your foot standing if you want to. So in other words, you could just have your knee fall over and your leg is crossed. Each person's going to find where they can hang out. So there's going to be a little bit of a twist already happening in your pelvis. Now you have a couple of options here. You can either take your left hand and place it on your right knee or your right thigh, somewhere holding on to it. If you can't reach, don't worry about it. You can just begin, if you have your hand on it, use your hand to begin bringing that right knee towards the floor on the left side of your left leg. And if you are not touching it, you can still use gravity to bring that. Now, here's where we start to really feel the relationship between the shoulders and the pelvis. So for most people, by the time your knee comes all the way over to the left, so your leg is going all the way over to the left, you're going to start to feel your shoulder girdle wanting to come up off the floor. Can you feel how that's happening? And, you know, go ahead and try that a couple of times. Just feel. So if you can, your right foot is on the left side of your left leg and you're bringing your knee down to the floor as much as you can. And now could you add a little constraint by keeping your shoulder girdle on the floor? So that means you're not going to go nearly as far, right? Just feel where you can go easily, where, you know, you might feel like that right shoulder is being pulled a little bit, but you're not trying to force anything. Notice your breath. And notice what you're feeling in the back of your pelvis. If you're starting to feel like you're working or there's a strain, could you do a little bit less and see if those muscles can just soften and lengthen back there so that maybe you can actually find a better way of getting to the floor without straining. And of course, if you are having no trouble at all, some people are very, very flexible so that the knee just comes to the floor and the shoulders just stay on the floor, no problem. If that's the case, you could start to pull your leg up in the direction of your face. So if your knee is already on the floor, you can just pull it up in the direction of your face. If it's not on the floor, please don't push that. And then everyone, let that go, untangle yourselves, and take a rest. What's really interesting for me about this lesson, one of the many things that's interesting for me about this lesson, is that in so many exercise classes, so many different stretch classes, they use a movement like this to tell you to, okay, now everybody just drop your knee over to the side and, you know, stretch out your back. And what happens with a lot of people is that all of the twist happens in the lumbar spine and the pelvis, and they're not making that connection to the shoulder girdle, so that the twist itself is not as salubrious, is that the right word, healthy for you as it could be. So as we explore this lesson, we want to really try not to strain in the lumbar area, but see what we can feel in between the lumbar and the shoulder girdle. So bend your left leg and put your left foot standing. And just begin tilting your left leg to the right, just to feel, how is it on this side? Right? So you're just letting gravity bring that knee over. And we can play with it a little bit differently on this side if you want to. As you're bringing that knee over, could you just begin letting that leg slide a little bit to the right? In other words, as you bend your leg over and the knee is falling down, could you let the knee continue to go a little bit forward so that you're sliding your leg over to the right side, but you don't have to put your foot on the floor. You're just kind of sliding it over and then coming back. So you let the knee tilt and then it slides in front of you. And so some people may find that it finds the floor and some people won't. Don't worry about it. And then let that go, pause a moment, slide your leg down, take a rest. And then bend your left leg again and put your left foot standing. And now could you find a way to put your left leg on the right side of your right leg? Doesn't matter if it's not touching perfectly or if it doesn't reach. And if you have to bend your right leg to do that, that's fine. We'll be doing that anyway later anyway. So your left leg is on the right side of your right leg. And if you can reach your knee with your hand, great, or your thigh. If you can't, don't worry about it, but start to bring that knee towards the floor and begin to explore, if you bring the knee all the way towards the floor, how that left shoulder just wants to lift up off the floor, and you kind of, for many people, also end up turning your head a little bit. And if you try to keep your shoulders on the floor, make the movement much smaller, more delicate, so that you can find where the twist could happen more in the ribs. Remember, less is more, so you're playing within what feels right for you. Don't do it in a way where you feel like you're forcing yourself to stay still, right? Find that place where it feels easy and elegant. Notice your breath. And then again, let it all go. Slide your legs down and rest. And just notice what's happening in the back of the pelvis. Maybe there's even a pulsing or a little bit of a awakening taking place back there. And now bend your right leg, leave your foot standing on the floor, and just a few times, could you press with that foot so that your right hip lifts and lowers, right? You feel that movement of your right hip lifting and lowering. And now as you're lifting your hip, could you bend your left leg towards your buttock? And then as your hip comes down, let the heel come back. So you're bending and straightening your leg. You don't have to slide it in and out. Unless you want to, of course. So you're pushing with your foot, lifting your hip, letting that leg bend, bringing your heel towards your buttock, and then letting it go. And then let that go, slide your leg down and rest. And then once again, bend your right leg and once again, put your right foot to the left side of your left leg and bend your left leg. So for those of you who can't get there quite like that, you could just have your right leg bent and slide your left leg underneath your right leg, just where it's comfortable. Okay, so wherever you are, could you begin a movement where your left foot starts, you keep it bent like that, but it's going backwards, as if you wanted to touch the wall behind you. So you're sliding, the leg stays bent, and you're sliding your leg backwards. Now, in order to do that, you might want to press more with your foot and lift that hip. And for now, you could even let yourself roll a little bit towards your side, towards your left side. And as you do that, think about your belly pushing forward. So you're creating a little bit of an arch in your back. So each person is going to do it according to their ability here. Some of you are going to feel like you can do a big arch in your back. Some of you are going to feel like you end up rolling onto your side. So your right foot is standing for right now, and your left leg is going backwards. So it's like you're reaching your left foot behind yourself so that right hip comes up. So you have your right leg on the other side of your left leg, and your left leg is bent so that your heel is near your buttock. The knee is on the floor. Your left knee is on the floor, so your left knee is out to the side. Now, if anyone is feeling like this is a piece of cake and really am, you know, feeling ambitious, you can also put your left hand on your right leg and begin pulling on your right knee towards your face as you do this movement. Please don't feel you have to do that. That's like, you know, Feldenkrais taking us into the place of challenge. So you would be holding your knee with your left hand as your right leg goes backwards. And then let it all go and rest. For those of you who are familiar with Feldenkrais lessons, you know that this is leading us into one of the very famous pretzel lessons. So in the pretzel, there's all kinds of confusion with right and left brain, right and left leg. So just follow to make it easy for yourself. So now that you've had a good picture of this new and complex configuration, sort of play in your mind for a moment before we go to the other side to picture that whole scene, right? Because you've got left over right and right going to left and all those different things happening at the same time. And you want to do what works for you. And if that ends up that you just do one portion of it, that's totally fine. So on this side, I'm going to break it down into portions again, and you decide how you want to play with it. So you begin by bending your left leg and putting that left foot on the other side of your right leg. And then you bend your right leg, keeping the knee on the floor so that you're reaching towards your buttock and then straightening it again, right? So we'll just play with that part. So you press your left foot into the floor so that hip lifts. And as you lift your hip, your knee maybe moves down a little bit. And at the same time, you're sliding your right heel up towards your buttock. Staying within what feels easy and comfortable for you, right? And you can play for a moment and let it take you so that your left shoulder comes up off the floor a little bit, so that you're kind of moving towards your side, and then explore what it's like to leave your shoulder on the floor. And then let that go and take a little break. And then bend that left leg again, bring it over to the right side of your right leg. Bend your right leg so that your heel is somewhere in the direction of your buttock. And again, any way you want to cheat, by sliding your leg around, sliding your leg in front. And then once you've found your configuration, maybe all you can do in this position is press with your left foot and move your left hip. Maybe as you do that, you can feel your stomach expanding forward so that your back arches a little bit. And maybe you can add your leg, sliding your right leg, sliding backwards as if you want to touch the wall behind you. And then for those most ambitious, ambition and Feldenkrais somehow don't go together, but you can take your right hand and begin pulling your left leg towards your face. Easy, easy. So each person, please stay within what feels easy for you. Don't strain. Make sure you're still breathing, and then let that go and rest. And now bend your right leg, and you have a choice. You can do it the way we've been doing it, where you bring your right foot to the other side and then bend your left leg, or try bending your left leg out to the left and slide it underneath the arch of your right leg so that you're kind of underneath there. And now could you turn your right palm to face the ceiling? And could you begin sliding your arm down as if you wanted to grab your left foot? So begin to slide your head and your arm downward. You do not have to reach. Just feeling that movement. Now, could you, as you do this, if your right foot is standing, you could press that foot and lift that hip a little bit and see, can you keep your shoulders girdle on the floor as it slides towards that left foot? And then let that go, untangle yourselves, and rest. And bend your left leg and either float it across to the other side so you can bend your leg, or bend your right leg and slide it underneath the bridge of your leg. Find a way to get those two to get connected. And now could you once again begin to slide now your left hand down towards your right heel? So that's the one that's underneath. Here's where we get into right and left brain challenges, right? So you're sliding your left hand down towards that right leg. And if you can reach, grab onto the foot. If you can't reach, just stop wherever you've gone. And from that position, just hanging out there in that position, could you begin turning your head to the left and returning. Turn your head to the left as if you wanted to look at your foot. So you're staying in one place and just letting the, and notice what's happening in your shoulder girdle as you do that. And maybe your arm continues to reach a little bit more sometimes. For some people, as you're turning your head, you might feel a little bit more of a reach. And by the way, if you can't get your foot underneath your other leg, you could still have your arm down and be turning your head without any strain at all. So each person, again, working according to your ability and interest. Lovely. And then let that go. Slide your legs down and take a rest. It's tempting in these lessons to want to use extension more than I'm accustomed to, and to tense in the very area that I want to learn to let go of, that area behind the pelvis. So, you know, this is a perfect moment to check in on yourself and just notice for yourself whether it feels like you're feeling discomfort underneath your pelvis or underneath the lower back as a result of the movement you've been doing. You can take a moment and bring your knees up over your chest and hold onto your knees. Circle your knees a little bit. If it feels like it's too much, if you're absolutely comfortable, please take this moment to rest. But anytime you need to, when we do these extension twisting things, you want to check in. And if you feel like you've done too much, find a way to make it comfortable again so that you can try again and be even softer. And bend your right leg, bring it over so that your left leg is bent behind and underneath you in that same crazy position, bringing your right hand on the floor near you, sliding that right hand down towards your left foot. Wherever you can, if you can grab, great. If not, just pretending that you're grabbing, and just turn your head. Just turn your head. I mean, the head is just so amazing, right? It weighs 15 to 18 pounds. So wherever my head goes, parts of my body want to follow. And maybe as your head goes, you feel that your pelvis, the right side of your pelvis, might lift a little bit and lower a little bit. The arm might go down a little bit and come back a little bit. Explore what's possible here. And then let that go and rest. Again, checking in with yourself. And now bend your right leg again and put your right foot on the other side of your left leg. Bend your left leg underneath your right leg as we've been doing. And could you begin to play with, remember the movement we did earlier where your left leg slid backwards towards your arm or your towards the back wall. Could you begin using that movement to one time move the whole bottom of yourself towards your right hand and then the whole bottom of yourself towards your left hand. So you've got both arms down and you're just using the bottom of yourself. It's kind of fun. Don't feel like you have to get there. You're just sliding yourself so that your left foot moves towards your right hand and then your right hand moves towards your left foot. All right, we'll start again. So you've got your left leg on the other side of your right leg. You're in your pretzel pose. And your left leg is reaching behind you somewhere. And your right leg is crossed over your left leg. And just see, can you slide the bottom half of yourself in one direction and the other? So forward and back. Let your right leg be crossed over on the other side of your thigh, all the way over. And so as both legs go to the left and both legs go to the right, you might only go an inch. Don't feel you have to go far. And then pause. And now leave your legs in place and just do your arms. This will feel so much easier. Just your arms, reaching one arm down, then the other arm down. And then let everything go and rest. And then come back to the exact same position. So that's the right over the left bent so that the heel is in the direction of your buttock. And now, could you do both at the same time? So you're sliding your legs first towards your right arm and then towards your left arm. So one time you're touching one foot, one time you're touching the other foot. Have fun with it. And if you can't move your legs, just move your arms. If you can't move your arms, just move your head. Find what you can do. Find what works for you. And then let it all go and rest. And then bend your left leg and bring your right leg underneath your left leg. And let's reverse our order here. So start by sliding your head and your arm down towards the right foot and then down towards the left foot. So even if it's the tiniest motion, you're just sliding and thinking about bending your ribs. Maybe thinking about how that left foot could let that left hip lift up a little bit as you slide down towards your right foot. Maybe adding turning your head to look from side to side. And maybe just doing the tiniest version of this movement so that it can feel luxurious for you. And then let it go and rest. And then come back to that same configuration. So it's the right under the left. And see if you can mobilize the bottom half of yourself. So you're kind of sliding your left knee and your right knee up in the direction of your face on the right. And then you're sliding both legs backwards towards your left hand. You're not straightening the legs, though. Both legs stay bent. And it can be very small. Or you can begin to use your pelvis and your belly, expanding your belly, so that you can really let that left side shorten. And then go ahead and do both, your arms and your legs. Just swoosh around on your carpet. Have some fun with it. Don't worry about doing it well. Instead, think of it as a pleasurable experience. Let your head roll. And then let everything go and rest. And check in with yourself at this point. What do your shoulders feel like? What are you feeling in your lumbar spine? And now, you're going to once again bend your right leg and slide your left leg underneath. And now, could you begin a movement where you're beginning to straighten your right leg to the left? You do not have to get there. So you're kind of trying to straighten your right leg to the left. Now, in this case, as you're doing this, you're going to feel that hip lifting off the floor. And you may also start to feel like your shoulders lifting off the floor. So play for a moment. See how far can you straighten your leg to the left? And if you need to straighten that bottom leg to make it easier, please feel free to do so, right? See how far can you straighten your right leg to the left while keeping your shoulder girdle on the floor? And what does it feel like when you let it go completely straight and let yourself roll towards that side? So you've got two options, right? But in both of them, you're letting that right hip lift off the floor. Just, again, be light with yourself. Don't feel like you're trying to accomplish anything. So not downward, but directly in front of you. So it's straightening out directly in front of you. You don't even have to bend it anymore. Just, in fact, wherever it straightens to, think that you're trying to push something away from yourself. Everyone roll towards your left side. Roll towards your left side and extend your leg right in front of you. That's what we're looking at. And then you're exploring the movement of pushing with your heel and then putting your right shoulder back down. So you're kind of going back and forth, finding that little bit of a twist. You don't even have to bring it all the way back, right? You're just kind of doing that little lengthening and then releasing in the shoulder. So where is my twist? Can I let that shoulder blade relax? What do you feel in your sternum as you're doing this movement? What can let go instead of trying to accomplish? And then let it all go and rest. And so now let's try the same thing to the other side. So if you can bend your left leg and put it on the other side of your right leg and have your left leg bent underneath you, that's great. If you can't, then just leave your right leg straight and begin lengthening your left leg away or in front of you so that that left hip lifts off the floor. Again, try to find a way to make it easy and luxurious for yourself. So you're alternating between sometimes letting your shoulder come up off the floor and sometimes letting your shoulder come back to the floor. Notice your breath. And then let it go. And rest. And so now, could you just go back to the original movement that we were exploring? Which is just bend your right leg, leave it on just where it is, putting your right foot on the floor, and just see what's it like now to just bend, let that right knee go over to the left, leaving your shoulders on the floor, noticing what you feel in your spine, in your ribs. And then just pause a moment and just put that right foot on the other side of your left leg and try the same thing. Again, if you want to hold your foot, your knee rather, with your left hand, you can. If you don't want to, please just play with the feeling of gravity and just see, has this movement changed for you in any way? What do you feel in terms of the ability to leave your shoulders on the floor now? And then let that go. And then bend your left leg and try the same thing, just letting it tilt seeing how you can feel kind of, again, you're not pressing your foot here. You're just really letting gravity and your own spinal flexibility take you a little bit over to the right. And then go ahead and put your foot on the right side of your right leg. And if you want to help it to come down, again, everybody within your own comfort range, just feeling the level of ease in that sacral area without forcing anything. Noticing what you feel in your sternum, and then let it go. And then bend both legs and bring both knees up over your chest, interlace your fingers, place them underneath the back of your head, and just for a few moments, bring your head and your knees towards each other and just stay there for a moment and sense your breath. And as you breathe, think of the breath going into the lumbar area. And then let it come down. Slide your legs down. And just notice whether you're giving your weight to the floor differently now than you did at the beginning of the lesson. How much of your pelvis and your shoulder girdle are willing now? And check in with yourself as well. Did you take care of yourself? Did you do this in a way that was an exploration? And maybe the next time that you do this lesson, you may do it in a different way. You may explore a different aspect of it or go more deeply into a part that was not as accessible to you this time. That's, to me, the beauty of some of these pretzel lessons, is that there are so many levels to it that you could just do one part and get a benefit from it. So when you're ready, roll to your sides and come on up to standing. And just noticing and standing whether all of this crazy twisting has in some way impacted on the way you connect to the floor with your feet and what you feel in your lumbar spine and the back of your pelvis. Imagining that your pelvis is just hanging from your spine right now and your arms are just hanging from your shoulder girdle. And these pretzel twisting lessons are very influential on how we walk. So take a walk and just notice how it, you know, in a funny way, you're pretzeling. When you do your cross lateral patterning, that hip is moving, those shoulders are maintaining a twist as you walk. And that's the end of today's lesson. Thank you very much.